right, sorry, I was looking at my phone, which is a gadget, and it's a Tech Tuesday, and it all is together.
It all tied in. Very nice, Wendy.
Bridget Carey is back, senior editor at CNET, and she had some fun at the CES, which I'm sorry, I'm going to call the Consumer Electronics Show. That's what it is. Bridget, what did you see that you had to bring home with you?
Well, one tried to follow me home, but there was this piece of luggage, like a suitcase for like carry-on luggage, that had a camera, well, had multiple cameras in it, scanned me, was able to follow me, and drove itself. So it was like a self-driving piece of luggage that could also scan my face. And this is what we're now seeing. It was kind of like, you know, at this show, you see things that don't necessarily, like, are going to be products this year, but you see what the future holds in store. You
so
see
how
where people are thinking.
Something like that, Bridget, realistically, is it 2 years down the line, 3 years, or is it hard to even determine that?
It all depends, too, on, like, whether airlines will allow something with this much tech to even go on board a plane. But, yeah, I think this is the kind of thing where self-driving car technology was everywhere. And so why not put it in more things, like luggage?
Luggage.
Facial recognition everywhere. You know, it was kind of, like, quirky how well it worked. But
you don't have to find your bag. It finds you. That's what I like.
Yeah, and we saw a lot of different kinds of ways of using smart AI and robots. People are trying to figure out the puzzle of how do you get that Amazon Alexa to have legs? How do you have like an assistant in your home that doesn't just sit on your countertop but actually can move around? And we saw robots that roll around that were kind of like part Roomba, where they could be a vacuum, but also like part Rosie, where they're huge and they have arms. I played soccer with one armless robot.
How'd you do?
I almost broke it. It was great. So this is like this is a robot that kind of goes up to your chest in height, and it is able to walk. It's just like it's very hard to have a walking robot that big, especially get up and down stairs, avoid obstacles in your home. They're seeing like something that could be a companion to talk to, but also kind of be a walking security camera. And it was able to track things on the floor, so it's tracking this soccer ball, and I'm just like very slowly kicking it. But it needs some work still because I kicked it to the side and so eager to chase it that it just started to topple and they had to catch it. So, yeah, I almost broke something that was worth the cost of a car.
Oh, good. You know? Very proud of you.
That's what I try to do at CES. But for the more realistic side of things, okay, you take a step back. What is this? This is how showing how AI smarts are getting better. Robots are knowing how to map your home. There's a lot of more rolling ones. They might not all have legs, but there was one that was kind of like an Alexa that was like a pod about goes up to your knees maybe in height, and it was like a roving projector. So you could say, hey, buddy, come into the bedroom and play Stranger Things on Netflix, and it would like be your security camera that also is a, you know, movie projector, you know. So like everyone's trying to like use this these smarts in new ways.
I saw something and I gotta be honest with you, I don't know if it's real. I saw it on Facebook, and it's something that you can call some kind of, there's some kind of contraption where if your dog or cat steps on it, they can call your phone and you can answer, and there's like a camera there, so you can teach your dog or cat to press this thing, and then you can see what your cat's up to and say hello to it or your dog during the day while you're at work. Is that fake?
That's real, and I've actually seen the other forms of that too. Somewhere like, yeah, it'll activate a Skype call essentially.
Yes,
although the owner's calling them. Of course, it depends on your pet if they're into that. I think the one that really took the cake for me, but besides the walking robots and everything, it was seeing Alexa, that Amazon voice assistant, in everything to the point where they put it inside of a toilet.
So you can have it flush?
Oh, not just flush, my dear. You can also have it freshen you up a bit.
Oh,
warm the
please.
Seat ahead of time. Oh, yeah, if you're going to make it talk, you got to have a couple things to say. So, yeah. Eventually, Alexa can clean your butt for you, yeah.
I need to know her better. Come on.
This will work.
What does she say? There you go.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Wow. What does she say? Oh, my God.
Yeah, they want to put Alexa in shower heads. And go, okay, well, a speaker and a shower head, one thing. But then it's like they really see this world where everything just kind of talks and together, no matter where you are, even if it's on the can, right?
Mm. Go back to driverless cars for just a little bit. One of the ones that I saw in a report, Bridget, I wasn't there, you were there, but it's a car, it is a driverless car, and they don't even put a steering wheel in the car. Like right now, every car, even the driverless ones, still have a steering wheel so you can adapt, but with this car, there's just no steering wheel.
I saw things that had some sort of steering wheel to pop out, at least if you wanted one, but as far as concepts go, I've seen a lot of concepts on the show floor that were all about almost like Minority Report controlling your car with hand gestures. And one of them took me back with how weird it was. When you tap a button while you're driving, you feel a tactile button. You want to have that knowledge that you actually press something on a menu. So how do you get around that without touching something? They have one idea where they'll send like supersonic sound waves. So it's not air, but it kind of feels like air. So like I put my fingers and I was able to move my fingers around and kind of feel, they call it haptic feedback. But I'm sorry, if I'm driving, I don't want little blowing feelings on my fingers, you know, yeah. That are really just sound. I want to like actually know I pressed a button. Nevertheless, this is what they're kind of experimenting with now. So that way, you know, if you're driving or maybe you're not driving, maybe it's a self-driving car, you know, you don't have to actually touch anything.
You know, when we grew up watching the Jetsons, we expected everything in the future. And I got to be honest with you, I thought 2000s was going to be future, and we'd have the moving sidewalks and the cars that folded up. But now as I watch Black Mirror and that other one that I can't remember what it's called, the American version of it, You see these self-driving cars where it's like the Lotus doors, they open up, you sit in there, there is no steering wheel. I really believe what I'm seeing on Black Mirror is going to really be happening in real life, if not now, soon.
I heard Black Mirror like every hour I was on that show floor because everyone's having that funny feeling right now of like, wow, technology's moving fast. Are we ready to keep up with it? I mean, think about it. We're promised self-driving cars and we're telling our kids now not to eat Tide Pods. So I don't know if we're ready for it.
But keep in mind, most of those Black Mirror episodes end badly, don't they?
Yes, it's a depressing show I try to stay away from because
yeah, so even though it's fun to go, oh, look, the future, it's right now, almost all of those end in disaster. So we need to keep that in mind while we're advancing.
All right, speaking of advancing, the Detroit Auto Show is going on right now. Some weird stuff in the way of cars. Please tell us about this.
Well, yeah, cars are more connected. It's more of a tech show more than ever. And one thing that stood out, I always get a kick out of these concepts, and Nissan has one where in the inside, we're talking about like having screens everywhere. There were 7 screens. You control them with hand gestures or your voice or even eye movements. But my favorite part about this concept car is that it has its own virtual assistant. That's a pet fish, a koi fish, that will swim around all these screens while you're giving your commands. So, yes, now cars come with their own pet fish.
All right, that is too weird, and it's going to cause an accident.
Is there a reason why? I'm confused about why.
Okay, the whole design inside was very Japanese-inspired. It looked like a very fancy sushi restaurant inside. This is supposed to be like a self-driving car. You're just chilling out. There's, like, screens all around you in the dashboard. And, you know, in this luxury future, of course, it's not real yet. It's a concept. But in this luxury future, it kind of goes hand-in-hand with what I saw at CES. Everyone's showing, have a bunch of screens in your face as you relax. But, hey, we have some wood around you, so you're not totally, you know, feeling like tech is taking over. We have a few wood panels around you, and the koi fish will make you feel at peace, you know, like, you know, not realizing that you're being bombarded with screens everywhere, right? I don't know.
What was it? Microsoft Office. Remember that years ago they had a dog that would pop up on your screen and it would hold a sign like, are you ready?
Oh.
Was it Microsoft Office? Do you remember this or was this before your time, Bridget?
No. This is Clippy, but Clippy could be changed into a dog in other forms. So yes, Clippy the assistant.
Clippy! You know, the paperclip. Yes. Remember that?
That one I remember, yeah.
Yeah, and now that whole concept we laughed at, it's back, but in koi fish form.
Wow.
All right, it's crazy. All right, did you get any cool gadgets for Christmas?
I'm glad to say I didn't get too many gadgets, because I have a 1.5-year-old and most of the gadgets are all toys that are talking to her now. So.
Did she get a fingerling? Is that what that's called? That goofy monkey that sits on your finger?
she didn't just get a fingerling. She also got the knockoff fingerling, which looks exactly the same. But yeah, they're everywhere, these little crazy monkeys.
So, I got to get you one, Bill.
And it just sits, it doesn't do anything but just sits on your finger? Or what does it do?
It acts like an adorable robot monkey would. Oh,
You always wanted a monkey on your back. I had one for a while. I'll give it to you.
This is better. A monkey on your finger trumps a monkey on your back any day of the week.
Don't say Trump.
No, I'm sorry. wow. All right. Well, good.
Well, thank you, Bridget. Always nice to talk to you, and welcome back.
Thanks. Good to talk to you guys, too.
She is Bridget Carey. You can find her at CNET.com, senior editor over at CNET on this Tech Tuesday, which is sponsored by Illinois Tech Stewart School of Business.